April 15.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca. Hello, and you're listening to CRTO Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the big show tonight, GR8 2000. That's going to be happening at 10 o'clock in exactly 1 hour's time. It is going to be good, fun, excellent, awesome, fantastic. So stick around for that. It's going to be worth it, worth your time, worth your while. Until then, I'm going to play a bunch of music. This week is... we're doing an International Women's Programming Week. I don't know what else I'm going to... I mean, I don't know. What can I do? I'm just going to play a lot of music that sort of fits what I think it is. It's all good. Let's start with some Language Arts. They are a local band from... well, local band meaning from Vancouver. This is off an album called Small Run EP. They were in Shindig this year. This is a song called White Socks in Birkenstocks on CITR.
Call me an anthropologist.
coming in once again. I know that I can rely on you, my friend. Oh, reliable death, you're coming in once again. I know that I can rely on you, my friend. Slowly it moves along, it just keeps on keeping on. Swiftly, pitched into a whole new morning. Oh, reliable death, you're coming in once again. I know that I can rely on my old friend. Oh, reliable death, coming in once again. I know that I can rely on my old friend. Patiently we wait with our fingers crossed, hoping for the best and fearing our big loss. Eventually, I'll be leaving too. Oh, reliable death, when will I hear from you? Oh, reliable death, you're coming in once again. I know that I can rely on
to show us we are only made of water and bones. Someone will try to tell you, someone will turn and try to sell you water and stones. You with your restless eyes remind me of all my lies. Put your hands around my neck, for I have got what we will get. Put your hands around my neck, for I have got what we will get.
All right, that was Great Aunt Ida. Off the album Our Fall, the song is called Water and Bones. Ida Nielsen from the band Great Aunt Ida, she used to live here, and now she's in Toronto having a good time. I'm sure Toronto is fun. She loves Toronto. I saw her last during Christmas, and yeah, she said she loves it there. Everything she wants and more. Not coming back ever. That's my guess. Before that, another Vancouverite, former Vancouverite that left town, Amy Honey. I didn't even do that on purpose. Amy Honey off her latest album, which came out just last year, maybe a year and a half ago. Pioneer Woman, Old Reliable Death is the name of the song. She's sort of out there in a small town in Nova Scotia, having also a very good time, although maybe freezing in the snow. Before that, I played a local band called Winter Mitts. Heirloom is the album. Schoolyard is the song that I played. I don't think they're going anywhere just yet, hopefully. And I start off the set with Language Arts off a EP they put out. Small Run is the name of the EP. White Socks in Birkenstocks is the name of the song that I played. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the big show tonight, GR8 2000. A fantastic guest on our program. That's happening at 10 o'clock. He's going to play live in our studio. You do not want to miss it. Until then, we are celebrating International Women's Week programming at CITR. I am going to continue playing stuff that sort of fits that kind of programming. I don't know how to say it. This is a band from way back in Halifax, back in the heydays when Sub Pop was signing a bunch of bands from Halifax. They were the second, maybe third band. I think there was Eric's Trip. Well, they're not from Halifax. Anyway, in that area. This band is from Halifax. Eric's Trip wasn't. They're from Moncton. There was a band called Hotshot Post that got signed to Sub Pop. They are called Jail. It's named after the four girls that's in the band. Their names are Jennifer, that's a J, Allison, that's the A, Laura, that's the L, E, is that's the E. That's right, Eve, that's the E right there. So Jail worked. It's nice. It's nice when the people in your band can spell out the name of your band. It's just cool. This is off an EP they put out. It's one of the last ones they have out. What is it called? Closed EP. The song I am going to play is Double Edge, I hope.
flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Song's called Give Me Back My Heart Attack. That's a band from Montreal called Land of Talk off the album Some Are Lakes. Before that, I played a band from Vancouver, Portico, off their brand new album First Neighbors. I heard There's Proof is the name of the song that I played. Start off the set with Jail from way back a decade ago at least, from a band from Halifax. Closed EP is the name of the EP. And The album, the song is called Double Edge. You are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell in about half an hour's time. GR8 2000 is going to be playing live in studio, so stick around for that. Now I'm going to play somebody who is going to be in town. Well, she actually probably just landed in Vancouver right now. I tried to get her on the show, but the plane just landed, so there's no way we could have got her from town into the studio on time. She is playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore with the Sadies. Her name is Julie Duran. She's from Sackville. She was in a band called Eric's Trip, blah, blah, blah. A brand new album is coming out in about 2 weeks. This album is called I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day. So a lot of us got, the station, I guess, got an advanced copy. So the album's coming out, I think, officially in a couple of weeks. And I think you can order them from the website pretty much right now. And they will ship into you earlier than you would think. Endearing Records is the distributor of the album. So I am going to play a song off this brand new album. And the song I'm going to play is called Consolation Prize.
You got my heart, consolation prize, for having to survive, having to survive. Every night following you, having to survive. And now you are just friends and people insisting on telling you what a great couple you had been. They insisted on telling you over again. Was on fire. Windows may break, but on this very day, I hope you're inspired. As long as I couldn't stay. You went on your way across the ocean. And as it is blue, my heart longs for you and for the golden day. Got you.
Thank you. has jazz, opera, choirs, symphonies, and more. Visit www.music.ubc.ca for listings of free and nearly free musical elixirs to keep you warm all winter long.
The funding drive from the other station, they're like billions of dollars, basically. Anyway, I'm just talking to Evan here.
Sorry.
The ex-host, well, still sort of current host, I don't know, of this program, Thunderbird Radio Hell. He is setting up GRA 2000 right now for his show, which is coming up in about 10 minutes time. You just heard from Vancouver Leah Abramson off her album Bedroom City. The song I played was Hallmark Poetry Limited. She's doing well in town, I think, probably getting ready for the next album. Well, I hope she is. She better be. If she's listening, get on it. Before Leah, I played some Laura Barrett. She is from Toronto, Ontario. Earth Sciences is the name of the album. She plays a little thing called the Columba. It's like a thumb piano, thumb organ. I think that's what they call it. It is a cover of a parody of a Nirvana song by Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah. Smells Like Nirvana is the name of the song. Very funny song. It's just weird that ever happened. It's good. And she is coming back in town at a Little Mountain studio in a while. I don't have the exact date. Somebody told me, Tom from GR8 2000 just mentioned it. And it's going to be an awesome show. Check your listing. It's coming up pretty soon. Before Laura Barrett, I played Jen Grant. She is from Halifax, off her brand new album, Echoes. That's on Six Shooters Records. Where You Are Now is the name of the song. And I start off the set with Julie Durand. I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day is the name of the brand new album that's coming out in about 2 weeks' time. You can probably order it now. She is in town playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore with the Sadies. Should be a really good show. So check that out if you like the song that I play. The song I played was a consolation prize. So today, before the show, I was lucky enough to hang out with the very, very nice Sheena from Mint Records. Me, Luke Meat, which is a music director, and Becky Sandler. A bunch of people went to Mint Records to the office, and we just checked it out. We hung out for a little bit. Look at a lot of the fancy, nice photographs on the walls. It was a lot of fun. Mint Records, good people. I am going to play one of a band on Mint Records, oddly enough. That's my segue. They are called Vancouver. They have an album called, Canadian Tuxedo, obviously. Canadian Tuxedo that came out late last year. This is a song from the album, Vancouver.
Thank you. hungry. We have some treats that you might like. We hope the interplanetary travel didn't ruin your appetite.
What kind of treats did you have in mind?
There are millions of species of insects on Zorn. Many types are quite delicious. Don't eat the beetles with the 2-meter horns, they're poisonous. Eat the small ones that taste like pizza, with all the vitamins and minerals of broccoli and spinach. Bugs for breakfast, bigger bugs for lunch, arachnids for snacks, and centipedes for supper. Crunchy on the outside, slimy under.
Looks pretty scary, and I'm not sure I'd get through it.
If you try it, you'll see that isn't true.
Okay, I'll try it. When on Zorn, you do as Zorconians do. Well, Kim, thanks for offering your insects. They were really quite delicious. They taste the best, even though
on the outside, slimy underneath.
Ruby Jean and I thought for Bees from Halifax. I still kind of like this. I don't know. I'm sure one day I'll wake up and just totally dislike this. It's kind of fun. From Halifax, it is mostly a project by, I think, a guy named Colin Crowell. And he got Rebecca Hicks, which is a singer-songwriter in Halifax, to sing the parts. And it sounds kind of cool. So,